during the summers of my first 2 years at seminary, would spend a month just doing work around the grounds of the seminary. So either painting or putting trails through the woods in the field or doing resealing the driveway and all those sorts of things, just work. And obviously it's the summer and it was hot. So every once in a while they would rotate through the brothers up there and they'd be like, all right, today is your day to sit in reception and answer the phone and answer the door, which we all gladly did because it was air conditioned. So there I am one day, and after getting poison ivy and everything else that you do while you're working outside, they say, Brother Jason, it's your turn to sit in reception. It's like, all right, that's great. So I go and I sit in the air conditioning and I'm having fun, whatever. And then you soon realize that there are a handful of people who call you just because they know that there is this little seminarian there sitting by a phone and that's all he does all day. And then they can talk to you as long as they want when they call you. So this one lady called and she was talking, and I found out that she was the mother of one of the young men who was entering the seminary. So he's already up there for the summer and kind of starting to just get a feel for things, discerning if that's what he wants to go a little more deeply into for the next couple years. And so she's talking and all this stuff. And then she says, what's your name? So I tell her, oh, I'm Brother Jason Williams. All right, well, Brother Jason, I need you for the next week at Mass, when the priest elevates the chalice of the consecration, I need you to pray for me and my husband. And she had gone into this whole story while she was sitting there just talking to me, expecting some incredible nugget of spiritual wisdom from this brand new seminarian. This whole story about all of the struggles that she was having in her marriage and how basically it was kind of on the brinks in a very difficult moment for her. So I thought, well, all right, I can do that. I can pray for her at the consecration of the chalice for the next week. I can offer that. Not really knowing what to do or how to do that or anything. Just thinking, all right, I can pray at that moment and think of this woman and her husband. Well, then at the end of the summer, she comes up as her son is entering the seminary and all that. They have a little weekend kind of get together sort of thing. And she finds me. She comes and talks to me with her husband, and they thank me. She said, I'm convinced that it was your prayers at that moment that helped to heal what was wrong in our marriage. I'm convinced that it was not necessarily my prayers, but it was the Lord and what he is doing. But at the same time, it helped me to see what that gift is that the Lord has given us and what we're called to do in these moments of the Mass. And you know, we can get caught up easily in the externals of the Mass. So all the things that we do to get ready for it, all of the work that we do with the servers and the music or the vestments and all of these things, the incense, all of that, and all of that's good. We can also get caught up in the internals of what is going on, the philosophy and the theology behind the reality of the Eucharist. And all of that is good. And all of that serves a purpose to help us to enter into this mystery, to help us to see what our Lord has left us, how that's possible and how it can change us, how he can change us. And you know, we've spent a good portion of the last 50 years talking about participation at Mass. And we've talked about it so much that nobody seems to actually want to come to Mass anymore to participate in it. And maybe it's because we're talking about the wrong thing. And maybe the participation that we're called to enter into is actually participating in this mystery of Christ giving everything for us on the cross and of Christ triumphing for us in the tomb. Because that's what happens. And that's what we're called to enter into. That's what we're called to share. All those other things can help us to do that better. But if we miss the mystery, if we miss offering our lives with the Lord to the Father, then we're missing out. You know, this is a great time of the year. We have 7 weeks of Easter and then the Ascension, Pentecost, Holy Trinity, Corpus Christi, Sacred Heart, all of these solemnities, these central parts of our faith. And last week, as we're celebrating the mystery of the Trinity, thinking about how Christ comes to become one of us, to show us who God is, that he is the perfection of relationship, the perfection of total self-giving and total reception and freedom, And when he does that, he's also showing us who we are, who we are created in the image and likeness of God to be completely giving and completely receiving. This week, he's showing us how to do that. He's giving us a means to open up ourselves to receive the one who is giving himself completely to us. And then we are called to receive and to likewise give. And I think if we contemplate that, if we enter into that, if we even reflect on the fact that at the offertory, the bread and the wine, that are just bread and wine at the offertory, are brought from the congregation to the altar. And then even before the consecration, we'll incense them. Because of the reverence due to what they are. Not bread and wine, but the offering of ourselves under that symbol of bread and wine. All of my life, all of your life, everything that's good and great and that we're thankful for, and everything that's really bad right now, and our struggles and our challenges and the crosses that we are bearing, all of that is on the altar. And the Lord takes all of that and makes it himself and gives it to the Father. All of that that we go through is what is on the cross in our Lord, in our humanity. All of that that we go through and bring to him is in the tomb and triumphs. That's what we participate in. That's what we're called to pray about. To think, as this is coming forward, what am I offering to the Father through him, with him, and in him? To pray, where do I need to receive from the Lord to bear these trials of my life today? And after the Lord does this at the Last Supper, knowing that this is such a great act of his love to the Father that it can't be contained in one moment of history, but can be perpetuated year after year, day after day, mass after mass. After he does all of that, they sing a hymn and go out to the Mount of Olives. And after he does it today, we sing a hymn and go out. At the end of Mass, we sing a hymn and go out. And the Lord's calling us to go with him to the Mount of Olives of our world, to be able to offer everything in the Gethsemanes of our life, that thy will be done. And to know that as we go through that, not only is he calling us to participate in his mystery, but he is desirous to participate in the mystery of our life. So let's ask him to make that fruitful, to make that mean something, to make that participation and that gratitude and that strength of his love truly transform us. And then we can go out, and our participation here can allow us to allow him to participate there.